Hey guys, I'm Jessica.
And I'm Alexandria.
And today on The Filter, we're going to talk about all of these fabulous looks from the Met Gala.
We have a lot to talk about, so let's get into it.
I don't think we could start without talking about Lil Nas X, because I mean, he just killed it with this outfit. It was a three-parter look, and I just felt it was amazing.
Totally. It reminded me of Lady Gaga's look from 2016, I believe, where she changed like five different times. So it was a really good like tribute to that, I think. And especially after the VMAs last night, I feel like we're getting so many really cool fashion looks from Lil Nas. What do you think about that?
Totally. I mean, I'd love to know how long he's been planning these looks and just what went into this. I mean, you had one look that was just like this giant cape, and then he disrobes and you have this suit of armor, and then we get a sparkly jumpsuit. Like, it couldn't get any better.
And I think it's really cool that he's stepping into who he is, and he's just like, this is me. I'm this person. I'm going to wear whatever the heck I want to wear. And he really owns it. And I think that's so admirable and also a really cool role model for kids today, you know?
Yeah, I think he totally knows what he's doing, what his vision is, and just what he wants to put forward, and I love it.
So we need to talk about Hailee Steinfeld. I thought, personally, she looked like she was from The Hunger Games. She looked like that lady who, like, picks out the names from The Hunger Games with, like, the no eyebrow look.
I mean, it was different for sure, and I feel like she just appeared and no one even knew who it was at first.
Yeah,
it was a beautiful outfit, but yeah, very Hunger Games, very like futuristic type of vibe. It was different for sure.
Yeah. I know last night the couples that showed up to the Met Gala pretty much blew everyone away with how amazing they looked. So we can't really start with anyone else other than Sean and Camila. We saw them last night, or I guess Sunday night, at the VMAs, and they pulled off completely different looks than we saw at the Met Gala. For example, Sean showed up in like a full white ensemble at the VMAs, and last night he was wearing leather, he had no shirt on, and his hair was like completely pushed forward. I think he looked so cool.
Yeah, and I think that's a totally different vibe for Sean. I feel like he's very fresh and young. And this was like a bit bad boy, you know, like little sexy pirate, like no shirt. It was an interesting look. And I thought their outfits like kind of went, but also were kind of polar opposites.
Totally. Like, she was giving me Cinderella vibes, which makes sense because she was Cinderella. And she just like, she looked like a very, she kind of reminded me of a Powerpuff Girl. I know that there's no purple Powerpuff Girl, but the vibes were immaculate from the two of them last night.
And I mean, we can't not talk about J-Lo and Ben. They are all the rage right now. And J-Lo looked incredible, as always. It was like a Western type of look. But what did it for me was that mask on mask kiss that they... It was interesting.
It was totally interesting. I think, yeah, we've seen them at the Venice Film Festival. They looked completely like just beautiful, both of them. And then this was just like, I'm like, this is really sweet because everyone's so excited that they're back together. But I was also like, what is happening? Like, why are they doing that?
Yeah, it just, you know, it's awkward. It's amazing.
Exactly. Another couple that hit the red carpet last night, sorry, not red carpet, the Met Gala carpet, I guess, was Justin and Hailee. They looked so good. And again, another person who wasn't looking so hot at the VMAs, Justin, because we were talking about this yesterday, what exactly was he wearing? He looked so good last night. I thought the two of them complemented each other so well.
Yeah, he definitely really cleaned up from the VMAs, that's for sure. Still has that kind of baggy look. Like, I think he's on a trend right now of this bagginess. And I don't know if he's going to stray away from it, but he did look much better. And they always look beautiful. And I mean, in terms of Hailee, that was just sort of like the signature little black dress. She looked so immaculate. And it was a great look.
Totally. Another couple that showed up to the carpet last night, that showed up late, might I add, was Rihanna and ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, I mean, everyone was waiting on Riri, and I loved her look. It was sort of like very pillow-esque, comfortable. ASAP Rocky, at first, you thought maybe we're serving like grandma's quilt. But then he took the quilt off and he looked great. It was a very nice suit and they just looked like such a power couple.
I also think they've started this new trend that we're going to see on future carpets that hopefully will be people wearing large blankets and then they like rip it off to reveal their outfits. I could be very much into that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a look, and I totally believe in comfort, so I'm here for it.
A really, really weird look that got a lot of people talking on Twitter last night was Frank Ocean. Did you see that Shrek doll?
Yes, I mean, it was slime green. I don't really think you could have missed it, and it was terrifying. I mean, I feel like that's what would be in my nightmares and haunt me. It was like moving. It was a lot to take in.
Yeah, it was horrifying. It didn't even look like a cute Shrek baby from the movie Shrek. It was just like exactly what you said. It's something from someone's nightmares. So I'd love again to know the purpose of that, the story behind this green human doll thing. But yeah, it was very, very interesting to say the least.
That's for sure.
Another huge, huge, huge star that showed up to the Met Gala last night was Billie Eilish. And again, we've been seeing such different looks from her. What were your thoughts on her gown from last night?
I thought it just really blew me away. I mean, this is something that we don't often get from Billie. And I know we are in a new era, but I think this was my favorite look of the night just because, like, she looked stunning. It was this grandiose ball gown and the color was on point. It was very Marilyn Monroe and it was doing everything for me. I thought she looked beautiful.
Totally. And I know I keep comparing this to the VMAs last night, but that is the most recent time we've seen a lot of these stars. But her look from that was like so, so different than what we saw from the Met Gala. And I think that just goes to show just the creativity that comes out of a lot of these musicians and different celebrities on the night of the Met Gala, which is why I think it's such a cool event to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, you really see both sides of her personality, totally night and day with those outfits. And I thought she just stunning. Alexandria, what was your favorite look of the night?
Oh man, there were so many really, really cool looks, but I think by far I'm gonna have to go with Lil Nas X. I just think he's so cool. He's someone who just owns who he is. And again, I said this at the beginning, he's so young and he's just like, this is me, take me for what I am. Like, I'm just gonna take these fashion risks and he's gonna take these music risks. And I think that they just so beautifully flow into each other. And I just loved his look so much.
Yeah, he's doing such a great job. I can't wait to hear the new music. I feel like we're just gonna keep getting more and more from Lil Nas X. So what do you guys think? What was your favorite look from last night? Make sure to let us know in the comments down below.
Thank you so much for watching today's episode of The Filter. Don't forget to subscribe so you can see more videos like this.